You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 15 and verse 16. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Gentiles. Brethren, are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Did you know that the gospel of Christ, it is the power of God to salvation? Many people are seeking power today, but they are ashamed of the gospel. Can you see the irony that people are seeking the power of God, but they are ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Yet the scripture says that the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. It is the gospel of Jesus that enables a man to become saved. It is through the gospel of Jesus Christ that the power of God is expressed. When he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," please, first, I want you to note what he is not ashamed of. He is not talking about the doctrines of man or the traditions of man. He says, "What I'm not ashamed of is the gospel, the message of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, but it was a personal confession. You can't read the scripture like this and apply it as if Paul said, "We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." That's not what he said. He said, "I am not ashamed." The question is, you, what will you say about the gospel? What does your life say about your attitude to the gospel? Do you consider yourself more important now than the gospel? You know, there are people, as they acquire positions in the worldly realm, they begin to see themselves that, oh, they cannot go so low again as to be preaching the gospel. You consider yourself to be more important than the gospel. So you become ashamed of the gospel. Somehow quietly in your heart, you are saying, "How can somebody like me now be preaching this gospel? How can somebody like me be putting the gospel on my status?" Can you imagine the power of God? You are ashamed of the power of God. You are ashamed of what Jesus came to purchase for us. Jesus was not ashamed to go through pain. What have you acquired in life that is close to Christ? The Son of God became man. He came to suffer shame so that we all can be saved. But you, because now you now have PhD, you are now living abroad, you now have money, you are in a position, you feel that you are now too big to be identified with the gospel. You feel that you have friends in places that they should not know that you belong to Jesus. Whereas those people are not ashamed for you to know what they belong to. Those of them who are homosexuals, they want you to know that they are gay. Those of them who follow Buddha, who follow Hindu, they are not ashamed. They will even wear their emblem on their hand. Those who practice other religion, they want you to know this is what they belong. But you are ashamed of the power of God unto salvation. I pray that you will repent today. And I pray that God will give you understanding and open your eyes, that there is nothing you want to acquire in life that will give you a sense of importance above the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.